Today's scripture reading is from Galatians 6, 2 through 5. Bear one another's burdens and troublesome moral faults, and in this way fulfill and observe perfectly the law of Christ and complete what is lacking. For if any person thinks himself to be somebody when he is nobody, he deceives and deludes and cheats himself. But let every person carefully scrutinize and examine and test his own conduct and his own work. We can then have the personal satisfaction and joy of doing something commendable without boastful comparison with his neighbor. For every person will have to bear his own load. This is the word of the Lord for us.
Well, as you've seen in our video introduction this morning, there are a lot of needs in our world today. And there are a lot of people that are carrying burdens and loads. And it's awfully easy for us just to kind of sit back and watch. And as it said, let nature take its course. And many times we fail to be there to help to carry people's burdens. This morning I want to talk about carrying one another's burdens. We're living in a time when we're all carrying personal burdens and experiencing really the heavy load of life. Perhaps you are carrying the load of illness, maybe illness yourself or the illness of someone in your family. Maybe there's some physical problems that are going on and you don't have the strength, you don't have the mobility that you used to have. Maybe you're experiencing some financial burdens. And let's face it, with the COVID crisis and with all of the layoffs and sometimes the reduction in business, people are experiencing financial burdens today. Maybe it's the loss of employment, or maybe there's a painful memory that you have from something in your past that hurts you very greatly. And you wrestle with that and you remember that time and time again. Maybe it's something like loneliness, or maybe there's some friction going on in your marriage or in your family. Maybe it's the death of a loved one or the death of a friend. You know what? I don't know particularly what the burden or load that you're carrying is. But I can almost guarantee you that each and every one of us here and each and every one of us that's watching through our stream is experiencing some times of personal burdens and some loads in our life. Well, I want you to know that there is someone who does care. I want you to know that as we think about burdens, the Bible tells us that we need to carry one another's burdens. I mentioned to you in our prayer, it talks about 1 Peter 5:8, casting all your anxiety, casting all your burdens upon Him because He cares for you. And He does. He cares for each and every one of us. He knows the things that you and I are walking through in our life. But as we think about the burdens that we carry, it also tells us that we are to carry one another's burdens. We're supposed to. It's our job. It's our responsibility. I'd like to share a little story out of a newspaper clip from a little while back that kind of helps to illustrate this. It's a news story that was there from Glendale, Illinois, and it made the national news. The story was reported in the Glendale local newspaper. It says, "People will do many things for a friend in need. They might lend a hand financially, emotionally, or spiritually. But some students at Incarnation Elementary School in Glendale are showing support in a most unusual way for a fellow student who was recently diagnosed with cancer. Fifth grader Brad McCallis, learned this spring that he was suffering from bone cancer and needed extensive chemotherapy to halt the spread of the disease. Those treatments, which currently continue, left Brad hairless as well as a little ashamed of his physical condition." And I think we can all identify with that. We've seen people like that. "But seven of his buddies at school decided that Brad needed not only encouragement, but he needed a good laugh. So, at a recent surprise party for Brad held at the school, they shaved their heads as a way to show Brad that he is not alone. It was the first time since Brad had come back to school since his diagnosis. And at first, he was hesitant to go because he was bald and on crutches. But after the party, he had more confidence and goes out without a hat sometimes. He is not embarrassed anymore. You know what? I think we can all take a little bit of encouragement from that story and to see ourselves just exactly that it's important for us to help to carry other people's burdens. This morning, I would like for us to take a look at four lessons. And those lessons come out of Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. If you have your Bibles, if you would turn there, you can follow along in the scriptures along with us. But there are four lessons. We've read that passage of scripture just a few moments ago. And we want to see just exactly what God wants to share with us and how each and every one of us can be involved in carrying the burdens of other people and why that's so important. First of all, everybody has a burden to carry. I think we need to recognize that. We all have burdens. It's not unique just to me or whatever. And again, sometimes when you're going through difficulties and trials in your life, you have a tendency to think that I'm the only one that's wrestling with this. But no, it's not. We all experience burdens and loads in our life each and every day. Everybody has a burden to carry. And let me just remind you that even Jesus had a burden that he carried. As a matter of fact, part of the reason why he came at the incarnation and took on a human body was so that he could experience all of the trials and difficulties that you and I experience, so that he could, again, come alongside of us and encourage us. And that's how why we can cast all of our cares and all of our burdens upon him. But every one of us has a burden to carry. And a load or a burden, and I give you a definition, is something difficult or painful circumstance or situation that we experience or face. And we all face those difficult times, painful experiences. Those are the burdens and the loads that we carry. And the thing is, let me remind you, we don't have to carry those alone, but we all experience them. The second lesson that we see is that some burdens can and should be carried alone. Now, that may seem contradictory to what I've just told you, that we need to carry one another's burdens. But in Galatians here, Galatians chapter 6, it says that there are different kinds of burdens and that there are certain burdens that we do carry alone. Matter of fact, in this particular passage, there are two different words that are used for burdens. One in verse 2 and one in verse 5. And in chapter 6, verse 2, it says, "Carry one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the requirements of the law of Christ." That is, the law of Christian love. But if you drop down to verse 5, it says, "For every person will have to bear with patience his own burden." And so there are two different burdens that are being talked here. We have the word burden in our translation, and it's unfortunate that they use the same word in verse 2 and in verse 5, but they're actually different words. The word in verse 5 is the word for what we might call a normal load. A normal load. In other words, there are degrees of loads or burdens that we carry. And chapter 5, the burden that says that we must carry ourselves with patience is a normal load. The word that is used here for load is the word that is used of a soldier's pack. Back during this particular time when the scriptures was written, and of course Paul was writing, Rome was ruling the world at that time. They had soldiers throughout the entire Roman Empire, and soldiers were on the move. They had a heavy pack that they carried, but they carried their pack. And that's the kind of load that is being talked about here in Galatians chapter 6, 5. A normal load. The word is forterion, and it talks about a normal load, the load of a soldier's pack. But then it talks in Galatians chapter 6, 2 of a different kind of a load, and that is a heavy or crushing load. And the word here is baros, And it's a word that describes a very heavy load, a crushing load, the kind of burden which comes to a man because of the chances or the changes of life. Something happens in our life experience. Something happens in our circumstances, and it can become very crushing. It could be an illness. It could be a death in the family. It could be the loss of a job, but it's a heavy burden, a heavy load. That's what is being talked about. So there are two different kinds of loads that are being talked about here, and there are some burdens that we must carry ourselves. Some burdens that we must carry ourselves. And sometimes when we're going through trials and difficulties, certainly it's good to have people to come alongside of us and to pray and to encourage us. But ultimately, we're going to have to carry that particular burden ourselves. But it's not that we carry it alone. It's a matter of the fact that the Lord Jesus comes right alongside of us, and he's there carrying the burden along with us. One of my favorite poems is the poem Footprints. And you've seen that. It's on a lot of different Christian plaques and things that they sell in the Christian bookstores, but Footprints. And normally you see a set of footprints walking along on the beach, and the person who is walking is going through some tough times in their life. They're carrying a heavy load, a heavy burden. And they turn around and they look back and they see a single set of footprints, and they kind of look up and they kind of ask God, "God, where are you? You told me you would be with me, and all I see is one set of footprints behind me." And the poem ends with the individual being told, "My son, the footprints were my footprints that you saw as I carried you through those tough times." And that's just exactly what happens in our lives. God carries us through. Even those burdens that we have to bear ourselves, he carries us through. But then on those heavy burdens, not only is our God there, but we as the Christian family of God need to be there to offer encouragement and strength to one another. I guess the a good way to illustrate that would be as far as a normal load and a heavy load. You know, it's easy for me to carry a folding chair if I'm going to a soccer game for my granddaughters. And I can pick that thing up and it's just as light as can be. On the other hand, a piano's a little bit different story. I don't go around carrying a piano around all the time. That's a heavy load. I can't do that. Matter of fact, I remember when we moved from our former house into the house that we are in right now. We had a piano in our home, and we had to move that piano. And let me tell you what, it took 8 guys for us to move that piano in there. It came from my wife's home, from her mom and dad's house. They had a piano, and she played the piano when she was growing up. And her mother said, "I want to get that piano out of here. You take it to your house." So it took 8 guys to get that piano out of her mom and dad's house into our house. It was a heavy load. But a few years later then, we moved from that house into our present house. And I was a little bit smarter then. I hired a couple guys to do the heavy moving. Lonnie and Donnie O'Quinn, I will never forget their names, I think, till I die. But 2 guys, one was a big guy. Big guy, kind of like myself or Jim Neuschwander. The other guy was kind of a little bit less stature. He would probably more of, you know, just a shorter guy. And anyway, we let them move the stove, the refrigerator, the washer, the dryer, the couch, the chest in the bedroom, the big stuff. The little stuff, we moved. But there was the piano. And as these guys are taking that stuff out and putting it up into the moving truck, they left the piano for last. And my dad and I are standing there in the room where the piano was. And my dad looks over at me and he says, "You know, we're going to have to help these guys carry this piano out of there." And I said, "Yeah, I know that." So anyway, the guys come back in. They got everything loaded except the piano. They went over and got the piano. The one guy got on one end. The other little guy got on the other end. Up it came. And they go trotting out the door with it. And the little guy looks at me and nonchalantly says, "Is there anything else?" And I thought to myself, wow. But anyway, loads. They come in different sizes, different burdens that we have. Sometimes we need different help to help us with. But sometimes we carry our own burden. Also, there are some burdens that are too heavy to carry. And again, Paul talks in verse 2 about carrying each other's burden. The heavy, the crushing, the overwhelming burdens. And let me tell you what, we all experience those in our life, don't we? Times of heavy burdens that come into each and every one of our lives. The heavy load that we need help with. The crushing loads. Those are the ones that we need help with. And Jesus experienced that. I gave you a reference in your notes of Luke chapter 22, verses 41 to 46. And that is when Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. It is just hours before he is going to be taken and tried and crucified on the cross. He is there and he goes into the garden to pray. He asks three of his closest disciples to come along with him and pray. And you know the story. They go back there. Jesus is praying. The disciples fall asleep. Jesus is bearing that burden all by himself. But in Luke chapter 22, which again, in I forget if it's in Matthew or John that mentions, probably Matthew that mentions this same event. In Luke, it mentions that God sent an angel to minister to him while he was there. And so God is the one who, even in the times of the heavy loads that we experience, sends the help that we need. And let me tell you what, Hebrews says that sometimes we may entertain angels that we do not know. And as you and I are going through times of difficulty and times of burdens in our life, isn't it amazing that sometimes God will send just the right person? Maybe it is a friend, maybe it's a relative, but he sends just the right person to come along and to give encouragement to you as you're going through that time of testing. Well, as we look ahead here, I want you to take a look at number 4, Roman numeral 4. Jesus commands us to carry heavy burdens. God is the one who comes to us and says, "I want you to help in this ministry. I want you to be part of the answers to the requests that are being prayed." And he gives us 5 things that we must do if we're going to carry one another's burdens. The first thing is obedience. It says, carry one another's burdens. That is a command. That is an imperative. And it's almost like you can take it from this standpoint. It's like Jesus is looking at each and every one of us, and he's telling us, you do this. You help to carry so-and-so's burden. When I give you an impression from the Holy Spirit, when you discover a need, I want you to do it. And it's a command. It's an imperative. It's not an option for you and I as a Christian not to help to carry the burdens of other people. Secondly, it's going to require persistence. It requires persistence. This particular phrase is a present imperative, and I don't expect you to know what that is, but let me tell you what it does. You could translate this particular phrase, be continually carrying each other's burdens. Now, as we read it, it just says, carry one another's burdens. But the idea here is that we are to be continually carrying each other's burden. This is not something that you do one time and said, okay, I helped them, and I can move right on along. No, it's a situation where you continue to do it. As the need exists, you continue to be part of the burden-carrying ministry that takes place there. And so it's something that you do all the time. It also requires unselfishness. If you're going to help to carry other people's burdens, then you're going to have to be unselfish about it. It's going to require some things from you. It's going to actually help you to see that you are the one who has to do it. And then also with this unselfishness, it's a matter of focus. It's a matter of focus. Many times in our life, the focus, unfortunately, is upon us. It's upon me, my, and mine. And a lot of times, we kind of look at it from the standpoint of, oh, I've got a problem. When's somebody going to come help me? You see, that's the wrong focus. The focus we need to have is we need to take a look at other people, not just ourselves, but other people, and the focus needs upon them. We need to be looking about what their needs are. We need to be looking about what their burdens are and get the focus off of ourselves and get the focus on them. And let me tell you what, when you start looking at ways that you can carry other people's burdens, your burdens are going to seem lighter and lighter and lighter as you help someone else. There's a poem that I learned years and years and years ago, and it goes something like this. Lord, help me to live in such a self-forgiving way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Others, Lord, yes, others, let this my motto be. Help me to live for others that I might live like thee. And that's what it means as far as being unselfish. We need to be looking out for the needs of others. And also, besides being unselfish, it's going to require sensitivity. It's going to require sensitivity on our part. I have to develop the ability to recognize when somebody has a burden so that I can help them. In other words, I need to be looking for that. You know, too many times in our life, we don't go looking for something till we need it. We don't go looking for something till we need it. And again, why look for something if you don't need it? But when it comes to bearing burdens, we need to be sensitive to the needs of others around us. We need to be looking for what's happening in other people's lives. The Christian life and the world that we live in is not just me, myself, and I. It's about other people. It's about relationships. And we need to be sensitive to learning about other people's burdens that they're carrying. You know, there is one burden that I cannot carry, and there's one burden that you cannot carry. And that burden is this: if I don't know about the burden that someone has, I can't help carry it. I can't help carry it. You know, let me just give you an illustration of this just from the way that you and I live in the culture in which you and I experience. You know, for the most part, when we're back in the foyer there and we come in, we ask, hey, how are you? What is our normal response? I'm fine. Okay? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. You don't even think. It's just an automatic response. How are you? I'm fine. You know what? You could have been in a car accident. You could have had a fire in your house. The kids could have got sick. You could have lost your job. And somebody comes up and asks, how are you doing? We're going to say, I'm fine. You know what? We need to be more honest with one another. It seems like it seems like weakness on our part to say that I'm hurting. It seems like weakness on our part to say I need some help. But let me tell you what. I can't help to carry somebody else's burden if I don't know they have a burden. And it's the same way with you. And that's why we need to be sensitive to the needs of others around us. And seek to help to carry whatever heavy burdens they may be experiencing. And then also, it's going to require sacrifice on our part. It's going to require sacrifice on our part if we're going to help to carry someone else's burden. And by sacrificing, I mean sometimes I need to put myself out. I mean, it takes time. I have my family. I have things to do for work. I'm not telling you to ignore those things. But I am saying that sometimes it costs something to carry somebody's burdens with them, and sometimes we have to put ourselves out. Sometimes we have to interrupt our plans in order to help someone else. Sometimes we have to leave our comfort zone in order to help someone else. Sometimes we need to surrender our rights or to give some of my time or my resources take care of something on my agenda and leave it off in order to help someone. But it requires sacrifice. And that's part of the way that you and I demonstrate our Christian love and faith for other people, is by being willing to sacrifice. And let's face it, the ultimate sacrifice that was given to each and every one of us was our Savior Jesus Christ when he died on the cross to save us from our sins. And he expects us to give a little sacrifice sometimes to carry the burdens of other people. That's what he wants us to do. Well, my last point here is the greatest burden that anybody has is the burden of sin. A lot of times in church, we think that everybody who comes to the church has experienced faith in Jesus Christ, is a follower of him. Well, we don't know that. There could be someone here today who's never opened their heart and life personally to Jesus Christ. And there could be someone that is following along with us streaming today who's never opened their heart and life to Jesus Christ. And that's why the greatest burden anybody has is the burden of sin. And Jesus took the burden of our sin and paid for it on the cross. But not everyone has experienced that. And so today I would just offer the closing here, as far as if you've never opened your heart and life to Jesus Christ, you don't know what it is to have someone to come alongside you and help to carry the burdens that are there in your life. And let's face it, in our culture today, there are a lot of burdens. Each and every one of us has burdens. As I mentioned, people have lost their jobs. There's illness going around. People need help. You know what? I'm sure there are a lot of senior citizens, even in our own congregation, who could use a little help with some yard work or some home repairs. And I'm not saying that we have not done that. And please don't take that away, because I know this church family. I have been a part of this church family, and I know that you do a really fine job in helping the needs of other people. So I'm not spanking you today. But what I am telling you is, we can do better. We can do better. We've met a lot of needs. We've helped to carry burdens. But we can still do better. And so let's see if we can't find some burdens and help to carry those burdens. Cast our care upon the Lord, because he cares for us, and to carry one another's burdens. You know, there is an old hymn. And one of my favorites. It's called "Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary." Some of my old friends will remember that hymn. Some of our young kids probably don't. But it's a great hymn. "Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near." Now, I want to try something with you today. I'm going to sing the stanzas, but I'm going to ask you to chime in on the chorus with me. And that's "The Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary." "Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near." All together. "Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near." Remember that. It's going to come around again. "Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Together, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. And I think God's people can say amen to that.